preventing Bush from taking a second administration, a second term, or even winning an election? And which candidate do you think presents the most viable, opportunity for carrying that out, that strategy?
I mean, if you face reality, the situation we're now in is that a majority of the public believes, as I said, that Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11, that the brave cowboy has saved us from an imminent threat of destruction, that all around they're trying to kill us and we got to do something to protect ourselves. Given that background and given the collaboration of the doctrinal system and reinforcing it, Karl Rove is probably right in thinking that the election will be confined to the primary theme of national security, which won't bring up the fact that Bush and his friends have increased the threat to Americans, but will make it appear that somehow they're mitigating or controlling those threats. And then on the side, there'll be talk about values and moral leadership and anything that doesn't matter. If that's going to be the terrain, which it probably is, the election will come down to the question of who can say, I can kill more people than you can. And in fact, there's only one candidate who can say that, namely Clark. So my suspicion all along has been that, you know, positions aside, my guess is the Democrats will finally realize they better nominate him, because he's the only one who can make that claim credibly. You could say John Kerry can, but I'm sure Karl Rove is just salivating with joy over the prospect of showing films of John Kerry throwing his medals over the fence in protest against the Vietnam War, and, you know, maybe meeting Jane Fonda somewhere or something like that. So I presume that the Democratic Party managers and PR people, the ones who run these things, can figure all of this out. But, I'm not on their inner circles. I'm just guessing. Incidentally, this is a short-term matter. The serious question, in my opinion, is not trying to figure out. I mean, it's very important, I think, to get these people out of office. They hold a very narrow, they have an extremely narrow hold on power. It's very fragile. And with another mandate, they could do severe, maybe even irreversible damage. So it's not a small thing. Beyond that, I think the main problem is what I've been alluding to now throughout. There is a very serious problem of the erosion of a democratic culture in the United States. And it was never extremely powerful, but it existed, and it's disappearing. And as long as that's the case, we're going to be faced with this constantly. That has to be recreated. If not, the world is in serious trouble.
In Fareed Zakaria's book, The Future of Freedom, he contends that in order for a democracy to succeed, certain economic, political, and social, fundamental structures need to be in place. So my question is, do you think Iraq is ready for that right now? And it's part of a larger question that, well, I agree with a lot of the things that you say, but I'm wondering what we can do as a government, and also specifically in this room and in this community as the educated public and educated voters, in order to solve some of the problems that you talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are separate questions. But the question whether Iraq is ready for democracy is not for us to decide. It's for Iraqis to decide. Okay. So, if you want my opinion, the answer is no. But there's much more, but that's not, my opinion is worthless. Just like all of our opinions are worthless in this respect. We can have them, we can like what comes out, we can not like it, but it's not our business. We have a much more serious question. Is the United States ready for democracy? And that's not a joke. That's not a joke. If you read Zakaria's book, he presupposes that the United States has the institutions which make a democracy viable. Does it? I mean, for example, does it have the minimal condition that the basic facts about the world are known first to educated elites and second to the general public? For example, such trivialities as the things I was talking about?
Well, no. There are definitely problems with what's going on.
It's a serious problem. He doesn't know those facts.